it's time to take off on the Award Travel 101 podcast. Helping you maximize your travel rewards, no matter your destination or budget. Now here are your hosts, Award Travel 101 community managers, Angie Sparks and Joseph Petrovic, to help you do extraordinary things on ordinary money.
When it comes to award travel, earning points is easier than redeeming them for the best value. Rather than spending hours per trip searching on your own, let Thrifty Traveler Premium's army of flight analysts do the work for you with their customized premium alerts. Since we're seeing award space to more locations than we've seen in years, you will know that you have a partner you can trust watching out for you and that you're getting a great deal every single day from Thrifty Traveler's premium alert service.
Whether using miles or points, or you're just looking for a cheap cash flight, Thrifty Traveler Premium will send customized alerts just for you. Just recently, with the help of Thrifty Traveler's premium alerts, I was able to book the brand new Japan Airlines A350-1000 in business class to Tokyo for just 60,000 American Advantage miles and $5.60. I booked previous alerts like Emirates Business Class from Milan on the A380 for 73,000 points, Iberia Business Class to Venice for 34,000 points, and Business Class on ITAs, or you might recognize it as ITA, brand new A330-900neo for 54,000 points from Rome to New York City. So if you want more premium deal award alerts sent straight to your inbox, head on over to thriftytraveler.com and use promo code AT10 for $10 off your first year and tell us where you're hoping Thrifty Traveler Premium will take you. Welcome to episode 65 of the Award Travel 101 podcast. My name is Joseph Petrovic, and I'm here with Angie Sparks this week.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm splendid. Getting ready for our event in San Antonio, which is tonight as this episode airs. So I'm so excited to see everyone there and talk award travel. But before we do any of that, let's hop over to our post of the week.
So our good friend, Andrew Bacon Goodman, and expert memer, actually, this post is actually from a couple weeks ago, but I was out last week. He talked about how he was able to take his family to Disney for a grand total of $375 cash out of pocket, excluding food, but that includes park tickets. And he prefaced his post with saying, I'm probably going to get people coming in saying this is a horrible redemption, but I made incredible memories with my family. And I love the post because a lot of people, they start doing this hobby because that's what they want to do. They want to take their family to Disney World. And it's freaking expensive to go to Disney World. Or they want to all go to Hawaii or something. Not everybody is looking for this big, huge, massive redemption. And he laid it out with what he spent on airfare, what he spent, what hotels he stayed at, and the way he was able to use points to pay for the park tickets. So I was pretty pleased with that. And I think people who are interested in going to Disney ought to go check out that post because it's not just for advanced people to be able to do this.
Yeah, there's so much we can all learn from each and every one of us. So that's why we have this big, large community, is to crowdsource this information. And not everybody's redemptions are the best to everyone else. We find so often that some criticize, hey, this is not the best redemption ever. But, you know, if it's something that you find yourself in a position where you're earning tons and tons of points where you can't use them or you're unable to, I found myself in that position for years where I was unable to do anything because my family wasn't going internationally. Everyone has a different game to this. And the whole point is that we all come out ahead using these programs to save. And I think it's awesome that he was able to do this. Next, we have the news. Angie, we have some changes with small luxury hotels, leaving Hyatt, going to Hilton.
Yep. So back when small luxury hotels left Hyatt and went to Hilton, it was just kind of a, yay, it's happening. We'll tell you more later. So apparently there was a roundtable conference call this week, and they gave out a little bit of the details. We still don't know a ton. Only about 20% of the SLH properties have opted in as of yet. It's up to them whether they're truly going to participate with Hilton. But their goal is to have the pricing be similar to Hilton properties. So nothing's going to be more than 150,000 points a night. And these could be some really, really nice hotels. Did you ever stay at one of these when it was still with Hyatt?
No, there was one that I was kind of watching that was well-renowned amongst the community out towards Milan, Italy. So that was the Grand Hotel Victoria or something like that, that a lot of folks had talked about. But this was something that's kind of stayed off my radar because just in general, they were too expensive or weren't in places I was going.
Okay. Well, I've not stated any of them, so I'll be curious. I don't know that this is going to move the needle, and I'll do it again, because typically when I'm traveling, I'm staying at the cheapest hotel I can stay at because I'm not in the hotel. I am off sightseeing and touristing and doing all that kind of stuff. So as long as I have a shower, air conditioning, and a comfortable bed, free breakfast is kind of nice too, if they can throw that in for me. I'm pretty good, so I don't need the big luxury resorts.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting about this particular change, and you mentioned that only 20% of the properties have opted in. As I recall, when they first joined up with Hyatt, it was kind of similar. There weren't all of these properties that were initially available, and more joined as time went on. But one of the things that was different with Hilton than what is the case with when it was with Hyatt is that your status benefits actually mean something. So if you're gold or you're diamond, that actually is going to mean something with this new program. Whereas when you booked with World of Hyatt, for better or worse, your status, they had no idea what you were, if you were a discoverist or if you were explorist or a globalist. They had no idea what any of that meant. And I guess one of the things that may, you could say, was pretty incredible about that, though, is that the booking through World of Hyatt pretty much came with all the things that would typically go along with a globalist booking. So it came with free breakfast. It came with upgrades if available. It came with early check-in, late check-out. So it had all that stuff. And that won't be the case going forward with Hilton. But with Hilton, at least they will recognize your status benefits.
So the next piece of news is Choice has some sweet spot rewards. So it's a relatively new promotion, and they are offering heavily discounted award night stays up to 52% off at select locations. So during this promotion, the reward nights can set you back between 10 and 25,000 points per night at the participating properties. It's only valid for stays through June 30th. But because we have two programs that the points transfer to Choice for 1 to 2, this can be, you know, really cheap. You know, 5,000 city thank you points gets you a hotel room night. We'll talk about it in a little bit, not necessarily what that 5,000 a night hotel room is going to look like, but there could be some pretty good deals there. So You have to see, though, if the hotel you're looking for is in this particular promotion.
I want to know who came up with 52%. What person came up with 52% coming along here? I have taken advantage of these. They do have these semi-periodically here, and these discounts, the one I was able to take advantage of, I think was like maybe 17% off or something along that line. But basically, it was something where you get a nice little savings. And if it's something you've already had planned to book, or maybe you found something that it works out where you're traveling already, that'd be a nice little added bonus.
And finally, one of our favorite business cards is back with an elevated sign-up bonus. The City AA business card has 75,000 points after 5,000 spend. The benefit to this card is, first of all, you're earning very valuable AA miles, which you can only get through credit card spend, basically, or through credit cards. And the negative to this, though, is it has to be 48 months since the last time you received a sign-up bonus on this card. And with it being a business card, you need to keep good records yourself, because Citi can't tell you the last time you had this card once you've closed it. And since it's a business card, no hit to 524, but it also doesn't show like on your Credit Karma account or on your Experience. So it's not like you can go in and let's say, oh, look, I closed this card, you know, 5 years ago or 4 years ago. So hopefully you've kept records of the last time you had this card so that you know that you're eligible to open it again. Sadly, I did not keep good records. I'd have to go do a whole lot of digging to find out the last time I had this card, because you don't want to make the mistake and sign up for this card and not get a sign up bonus, because you won't find out until after they approve you and send you the card. Ask me how I know.
Is this a card you could have it and get the bonus, though? I mean, I am at that point, and I've kept this card because until recently, until about last year or so, or maybe just shortly before last year, I had only had that card. And then I added a whole bunch of AA cards since. So I actually have 5 years since I've last received this bonus. So can you try for the card and get the bonus with the fact that you're already holding the card, or is this one you have to cancel and then try again?
I'm pretty sure you still can. I think with almost all the Citi cards, as long as you, they don't care if it, you know, all the other ones, they don't care if you still have it, you can get another one. It's more the time since you last received a sign up bonus on it. So I actually do think that both P2 and I are eligible for it, but I'm not going to risk it. and right now we each have, you know, personal AA cards. So I'm not in, I don't have a need to get another one right now. So I'll probably hold off and maybe wait and see what happens next year. And hopefully they'll do another elevated offer next year and I can go ahead and get it at that point.
All right.
But if you haven't had it, this is the time to get it.
This looks pretty attractive. I might have to try again and see if I can double up and see where we can go. So pretty attractive bonus. Yes.
Be the data point you want to see.
With that awesome bonus, let's talk about what bonuses we got. Angie.
Well, no new cards for me. Still in a holding pattern on that. But I did finish off the spend for 2 free night certificates on our Hilton business cards. But the good thing about that is that on P2's business card, that free night certificate should post, you know, fairly soon. And his annual fee comes due in about 2 months. So the timing on that works out really well. My annual fee hit a couple of months ago, so I'm, you know, holding on to that card for another year. I'm still fighting with Amex for the extra 20,000 membership rewards from that bundle deal that we both did and we've talked about previously. Now they're trying to tell me that, oh no, that's not the offer you signed up for. I'm like, oh, honey, I have screenshots and emails. I can send them to you and show you the offer that I have. Unfortunately, they're in a box somewhere. So I'm going to dig those out first so I can keep fighting the good fight here.
Oh, man.
I know. How about you?
Nothing exciting on the card front. Last time we talked, I was working on 3 minimum spends. So I was working on the American Advantage and 2 Alaska cards, which I just received with tax season. I knocked out both of the Alaska cards and we're almost done with P2 Citi Advantage card. So we're still working on that. I received the 20,000 point referral for referring her a Lowe's business card, which I just got an extra bonus today out of using that card, but I'm working on maxing out the 14x spend, which is 10x bonus points for dining for the next 90 days with that particular offer, in addition to the 4x that's already on the business gold for dining. So working on some ways to max that out. We'll see how that kind of goes. And if we can do that, I might try for another one as well.
Oh, geez. I do have that. I've got to actually figure out which card I got the referral on. I have several emails that I've been saving that add an authorized user and on some of my business cards, you know, and I'm like, I think I need to maybe capitalize on a few of those right now while I'm not opening new cards. So P3 is about to become gainfully employed and get a few more employee cards.
Well, that particular offer is good through May 22nd of 2024. So if they don't pull it first, go ahead and grab that offer. And I think we'll be talking to some folks in San Antonio who may have some ways to capitalize on that. So again, if you're able to come short notice into San Antonio and hang out with a bunch of award travel nerds, then we'll be talking about stuff like that.
That'll be fun. So trip updates, I've got nothing. I haven't done anything on India. Everything's the same as what it was before. I do know I have to change my flight home from Chicago after Chicago seminars because I got a notice from Southwest that my flight changed and they moved it up by 6 hours. So instead of leaving at noon, they want me to leave at 6 a.m. That's not going to happen. So I need to change that. But, you know, I've got time. I'm not worried about that just yet. So what have you been up to?
I only have one thing, really. I have a few things I've been working on, all small things. But the thing that was kind of fun over this past weekend is my wife had a Marriott 35K cert expiring in a few days here. And the only time we had that we could possibly use it was last Friday night. So basically, when she arrived home from work, I said, what are you planning to do? Because tonight's the only night that you can pretty much use this thing. What do you want to do? She's like, well, is the room still available? We checked real quick and it was. And so she's like, I'll take our daughter and we'll go for a girls' night. And maybe you can do something with our son and you can find somewhere close by, but that's not the same place. And I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm going up to Cleveland. So I took 12,000 points and booked up the Hyatt Regency up in Cleveland at the arcade. It was just amazing the way that we were able to do this. We both booked and 15 minutes later, we were heading out the door.
That's crazy.
And we're driving over to the hotels and we were able to do some fun things with our kids and make some memories, you know, using some points or expiring certificates. You know, this is something that we would have never done in our past, and not to, you know, say that these hotels are worth it, but they would have cost $675 to book it last minute, just like what we did, and using this certificate and 12,000 points. And then, you know, with the Hyatt, because of my status, it's, you know, free breakfast, free parking, you know, a lot of extra other things as well. So it's just nice to be able to do something like that on the fly, make memories with the kids and be able to do something that just wouldn't have been possible otherwise. Kind of like what Andrew said at the beginning.
Yep, exactly. Make those memories.
So speaking of memories and hotels and all the fun things, and I think it's exciting to talk about the hotel programs, and that's going to be our highlight feature for this episode. It's going to be a little bit shorter episode since we have so many things to get ready for the San Antonio meetup, but we found some interesting things within who the biggest hotel is. Did you know who the biggest hotel was, Angie?
No, I've never even heard of it. So Joe found this very interesting diagram that, you know, ranked the top 20 hotel chains worldwide, I guess by their footprint and their size and whatnot. Half of them I'd never heard of. And then several of them looked like they were like over in Asia or whatnot. So it makes sense since I really not spent much time over there that I hadn't heard of them. Had you heard of number one? I don't even remember what it was.
I have not heard of these, at least not, they're not memorable to me. Maybe I've heard of them or seen them before. I'm sure they're Asian and Indian hotel chains that are in existence. And I remember reading about something like this years and years ago as I was first getting into it. But there were, what, maybe six programs that we discuss regularly. And
yep,
the one that was the largest is probably not the one that most people would think of off top.
Yep. I would think that Marriott or Hilton would be the largest, but it is not. The largest is Wyndham, which comes in at number two on the scale. So we think number one is some kind of Asian program. And I'm not saying that, you know, like, I don't know. I don't recognize it at all. There were other programs on the list that we're just not familiar. I mean, we know them, you know, like Accor was on there and Sofitel and Sonesta. Certainly, you know, and Best Western brands that we've heard of, but, you know, they're just not really big in the award travel space. So we don't pay a whole lot of attention to those. But this is one I'd never even heard of before. But number two was Wyndham. You know, and I talked about Wyndham a lot this year because I got the Wyndham Business Earner card, blah, blah, blah. Don't need to go into all that again. But so, you know, you can get Wyndham status. Let me back up a minute. So if you get status in these hotel programs, pretty much every chain, you get elevated points earning on paid stays. You might get early or late checkout if it's available. You usually have a dedicated check-in line, so you don't have to stand in the big long line that there might be. I remember that at the Hilton at O'Hare. the regular check-in line was almost out the door. And I just walked in, and I think it was a lowly gold at that point. And I'm like, hi. And I just got walked right up to the desk. I always feel really like I'm cutting the line or doing something they're going to yell at me about. But it's kind of nice if you have that. And then depending on what level of status you have, you can also get free breakfast or food and beverage credit, free parking, like Joe just mentioned with Hyatt. So with Wyndham, if you get their credit card, the business earner card, mind you, you get diamond status. And we've talked about Vacasa before, you know, their vacation rental things. But I was not aware that Wyndham also has a bunch of all-inclusives and you can use points and they recognize your status. So they have a bunch of them in the Caribbean. They have some internationally. There's some in Greece. They look really nice. There is a wide range of properties from A Days Inn, not my first choice. I don't care even if it does have a bed and a shower. It's still not going to be my first choice. All the way up to a Wyndham Grand. There's a really nice Wyndham Grand over on Clearwater Beach. And I have stayed at a VRBO that was actually on a Wyndham Grand Resort down in Puerto Rico. And it was lovely. It was right there on the ocean. It was just, is that the ocean or is that still the Caribbean? Anyway, right there on the water. And it was beautiful. It was great. So I think I'm going to have to pay a little more attention to them because, again, there's also, you know, the really nice one over in Clearwater. And there's other ones just besides this. You know, you just tend to think of Days Inn, but they've got others.
Well, and they do have a chart too. So they basically have three pricing levels. They have 7,500, 15,000, and 30,000 points. So you have the three pricing tiers for low, mid, and high level properties. The Wyndham Grand and Clearwater has always been on the high level properties. These used to be pretty much all 15,000 points. That used to be their, one of the things is that every Wyndham property was 15,000 points. I remember as I was first getting started, they were starting to change that and have, you know, two levels at the 15 and the 30. But one of the things that is important here is that you have 800 more properties than Marriott, which is the next largest hotel chain here. So out of the top 10, the number two is Wyndham and number three is Marriott. So you have 800 more locations. And, you know, that's something that people will need to know if they're looking and saying, hey, I need to get here. Or, you know, in the case, maybe this isn't everybody's most desirable chain to get to, but if you're trying to go to a concert or you're trying to do something somewhere and everything else is sold out, this may be your place to go to where, hey, it may be $500 a night, but $500 a night and 15,000 Wyndham points is where I'm going to stay if that's, you know, right, the option that exists. So definitely know that there are some options there. Again, Wyndham status will give you some benefits that are outside of Wyndham as well. They do have associations with Caesars and they have the associations with Atlantis in both Dubai and the Bahamas. So there are some free night opportunities there to do things with diamond status. And that's something that you can get with simply by having a credit card.
Yep. So tell us about hotel chain number three.
Yeah, Marriott has 8,200 properties listed within this diagram. And, you know, they have multiple levels of status, anywhere from no status. You have silver, which basically does nothing, gold, which used to do something and basically does nothing today. And then what we talk about is the first useful level of status, which is really platinum status. And that's where you start getting useful upgrades. They used to guarantee that it was within the program, not within the hotels themselves, but the program said, hey, you'd be upgraded to a suite. Now I think it's just like, hey, whatever, an upgraded room might be a corner room or something like that. But where a lot of us talk about this is the free breakfast, and that's where platinum status is. You need that, and that comes at 50 elite night credits. The cool thing about that is platinum status can be earned with just a credit card again. So if you have the Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant card, then that is a very expensive $650 annual fee, but it does come with that status. So you get all the benefits of platinum status. And if you pair that and you want to go further, pair that with the business card, the card does give you 25 elite night credits. pair it with the business card, you get up to 40. And then you can kind of push to titanium, which is the next level up. And that starts getting you benefits at Ritz-Carlton hotels, where you typically won't have benefits at the platinum level. So you can do that. And then, of course, their highest level, which is, or their highest published level, is at 100 nights. And none of us want to spend $25,000 at Marriott or $23,000 or whatever it is to do that. So you can definitely find, though, that a lot of the higher end and especially old SPG properties, you have your St. Regis, you have the Ritz-Carlton, you have the JWs, you have all these different programs or different hotel properties that are within there. So they have a large footprint, and you'll have people who love them. You'll have people who are confused as heck by their program and all the rules with credit cards and who gets breakfast and who gets upgrades and this, that, and the next thing. But if you're looking for one, generally you're going to find one wherever you go.
One thing I like about Marriott as well is that they have boutique and kind of unique type properties under their Autograph collection. So, you know, like I said, when I go stay, you know, when I'm on a trip over in Europe or something like that, I don't really care to stay necessarily in big expensive resort hotels, but I also don't want the same cookie cutter type hotel that I could stay at here. I really do like to stay at something that's a little more unique. And their Autograph collection, they really do fit the bill. They look like something that's unique to the location. And I actually have one here in Tampa that's right around the corner that's affiliated with Burns Steakhouse. It's called the Epicurean Hotel, and they've got like a cooking school, a cooking theater downstairs, and they've got a couple really good restaurants in it, in addition to being right across the street from Burns Steakhouse. So I like that they have that option. So you're not just staying at a regular Marriott or a, you know, Fairfield Inn or something like that. It's something that has a little more character to it.
So next, you would think Hilton's going to be the next biggest one, right?
No, it is not. And actually, we drop all the way down to number 6, to Choice. Now, you know, you think of Choice and you think of the domestic properties that they have here, and like the Comfort Inns and the Quality Inns. And I will tell you that, you know, when my kids used to swim, that we would have to go to swim meets and whatnot, we often stayed at these properties. And I still am a little scarred by one that we stayed at down in Sarasota, where it gave off quite a few shiny vibes, and I kept expecting to see the creepy twins standing at the end of the hallway or somebody riding by on a big wheel. But they have a level of hotel called the Ascend Collection. And again, there's a really nice one on Clearwater Beach. I never looked at that, never even knew it was there. I was looking on the website. I'm like, hey, look at that. That place looks really nice. But I think where Choice really shines is internationally. They have, again, all levels of hotels. They've got, you know, everything from, you know, the Comfort Inns, but up to, what are their higher level? I think the Ascend are the higher level ones that they have. But even just their regular Clarion and what's it called, the Comfort Suites or something like that, they're much nicer internationally, especially in Scandinavia. I was actually looking just for grins to see what they had in you know, India, and they were pretty nice looking hotels. They were pretty inexpensive. I'm like, I might have to consider this. Again, you can get platinum status from the Choice Privileges Select MasterCard. And I can't tell you, it's probably been since my kids were in high school the last time I actually stayed at a Choice hotel. So I can't tell you what that status gets you. I know that Anthony Cave, one of our new moderators, he's a huge Choice fan and he stays with them a lot because he travels full time pretty much. So he could tell us what status gets you, but that doesn't help us today.
No, and as far as Choice, you know, their status, you know, they do have the levels of status, just like, you know, Marriott or Hyatt, where you can get the free breakfast and stuff. And some of these, a lot of these do have free breakfasts as well provided. So it's, some of them may be continental or something else. But, you know, as far as this is concerned, this is a program that is going to get you, you know, budget opportunities. And maybe some nicer ones too. You know, I mentioned that both of the hotels I'm staying in Italy before and after my cruise trip with my dad are both Choice hotels. One of them's the Ascend. But the other one you were, I think, looking for was the Cambria. And the Cambria is the other level of higher property that they have within Choice. And these generally, you know, their high end is 35,000 points. So if you're looking at 35,000 points, you know, that's something that, you know, you go and it might be worth buying the points. It might be worth transferring from Citi or Wells Fargo, where you're getting 2 points per one of those flexible points. So these have opportunities. But the Cambria, by the way, there's a really nice one down in St. Pete's near you too, that you should look into. It's got a really nice overhead. It's not directly on the beach, but it's right across the street from the beach and has really nice rooftop pool and bar and grill and stuff like that. So kind of like something I've looked at in that sense. And of course, you know, it gives you options again when you may not have them elsewhere.
That's right. So following along behind Choice at number 7, we have
Hilton. And they have, and by the way, Choice had about 7,500 properties worldwide. Hilton has 71 to 7,200. Although with the fact that they'll be tying into SLH, that may be going up here soon. So we'll see. They may leapfrog here. But Hilton has a program that people used to love, and some people still do. But the problem with Hilton, at least from an award standpoint, is their awards have gotten pretty pricey.
Yep, they're pretty expensive, especially domestically, I find, because I have found some pretty good deals internationally, but domestically, yeah, that's why it's important to have those Hilton Free Night certificates, because they're good for a standard night. It, you know, standard room availability, doesn't matter what the points price would be.
I know we talked about this way back in the day when you were first planning your Bali trip. So early on in the podcast, and Hilton has a range of points stays. And so there does have to be whatever they consider a standard room available for this. And they used to be available starting at 5,000 points. I think they're probably more in the 10 to 15,000 point. There was like a Hilton Garden Inn in Bali that was used to be 5,000 points. So you could stay there with the fifth night free, which you have to have silver status to be able to do to get that fifth night free benefit. And if you do that, it used to be 20,000 points. Today, I don't think any of those exist. So they're probably easily double that today. So probably 40,000 points is your starting point, but they can go all the way up to 150,000 points per night. You'll find that at a couple of the Waldorf hotels like the Cabo San Lucas and the Maldives, which are very in demand and highly desirable aspirational properties.
Conrad, Singapore was like that too, because I really wanted to use a free night certificate there. But standard room availability never showed up, and the points price per night was ridiculous. But Hilton is also similar to Marriott in that they have, you know, kind of unique and boutique type properties with their Curio collection. And there's a really cool looking one in Istanbul called the Hagia Sophia Mansions. It's like right there next to Hagia Sophia, or however you pronounce it. And we looked into it, but we ended up staying at a Marriott property, also an Autograph Collection one, that was just a whole lot cheaper and just made more sense for us to stay there. But I did stay at a really cool Hilton Curio Collection in Paris that was just lovely. And I have diamond status from our Aspire card. So, you know, lovely free breakfast. And this was back in the day when they still had full breakfast. Now you get a food and beverage credit. You're lucky if you get an upgrade. But, you know, we've heard of members getting upgrades just as even as Hilton Gold when they're, you know, traveling internationally. We got an upgrade at the Embassy Suites in Louisville when we were up there for the meeting that my husband had. And they actually gave us a really nice late checkout. Usually Hilton's very stingy with their late checkouts. You know, it's kind of like, okay, you can stay till 1 o'clock. But they let us stay till 3, which I was really quite stunned that they let us stay that late.
Now, we did the stay a couple years ago at the Conrad Fort Lauderdale, and they were very nice with the upgrades as well. And they were very flexible when we ended up deciding to leave early when there was a hurricane coming through.
Yeah.
It didn't actually ever hit them that bad. And in fact, it was coming through not when we were choosing to leave, but the day after we were supposed to leave. And they still refunded the free night certificate. But we got like a probably, I want to say it was like a 3-level upgrade to a 1-bedroom suite from their standard level, which all of their rooms are suites starting at junior suites. But it was a much improved room over whatever the other options. I remember it just was like man, this is really nice. And, you know, I could definitely get used to this if only their points weren't so expensive.
But you also have to look at it, how easy it is to earn their points. Cause like, you know, if you have the Aspire card or, and you have diamond status and you do a paid stay, you know, and if I've got P2 has a meeting and we're staying at a Hilton property and we're paying for it, what is it like? Almost like 50X or something.
Yeah, with some of the double
promotions. If you start doubling it up with the promotions and whatnot, you can earn just a ridiculous amount of points on a single stay by adding them. And Hilton seems to always be having promotions going on. So I don't know. And there's so many ways to get status with them. You can get diamond from the Aspire. You can get gold just from having the Amex Platinum card. And I think silver with maybe with the Hilton business card. I don't know. Since we've had the others, I haven't paid attention to.
Both the business and the Surpass offer gold status. So you're definitely covered. I mean, there's just no way, like just about anybody within our community should have the access at least to gold status. And that actually unlocks one other benefit, which is the fact that you can match Hilton gold status to just about any other car rental and get high-level status with all of the car rental agencies by starting your match with National.
Exactly. So the next hotel on our list came in at number 8, and this is IHG. And you can get platinum from a credit card, but you don't get any free breakfast with that. You have to be ambassador status to have that, and the only way to get ambassador is you pay for it. Or you can use IHG points. You can either pay cash, it's $200, or IHG points. Now, ambassador gets you a complimentary free night certificate. So, you know, it could be worthwhile to pay that $200 because there's extra benefits that come along with it. You know, food and beverage credits that you get as you're staying there. You do get the free breakfast if you are ambassador. It's definitely something to look at if you are going to be having a few IHG stays during a year. You know, domestically, I tend to think of IHG as being, you know, Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express, you know, Kimpton and Indigo are also much nicer than those. I love the cinnamon rolls at Holiday Inn Express, so I don't mind staying there. But there, I use my free night certificate, you know, at the Intercontinental up in Milwaukee when I got stranded by a hurricane. And I used another free night certificate at the Intercontinental in Bali near the airport the night before our flight home. So, you know, they've got a range of hotels that are much nicer. Then you start getting over international and they treat you better, I think, internationally. They recognize the status more and they give you above what your status is really entitled to. Upgrades are much bigger. I know plenty of people who've stayed at a couple of IHG properties in Paris and they got, you know, at a Crown Plaza, I think is what it was. And they got just a fabulous upgrade. And I think they even did get free breakfast, even though they weren't ambassador. So it's, you know, I'll stay at them. I'll keep that $49 a year credit card for forever because I can easily get more than $49 worth of value out of it.
Of all of these properties, IHG is probably my weakest hotel brand and loyalty program because over the past 12, 13 years since I started traveling, I've maybe stayed at 3 of them.
Oh, gosh.
3 total. So it's not a program I pay a ton of attention to. And in fact, 2 of those nights probably belong to the Chicago seminars. So, the other one night goes to an Intercontinental way, way back, well before I was ever into this space. But I did have a question with the free night you mentioned with the ambassador program, because something sticks out to me that perhaps that free night was only good at Intercontinental hotels.
Possibly. I just remember I Googled ambassador. What do you get with it? And it, you know, talked about how much it was and it kind of just listed it. I didn't go deep into the terms and conditions. So maybe it is only good. But intercontinental hotels are nice. So I wouldn't mind a free stay at one. Although I don't know that there's any of them around here that I would want to. So I guess I'll have to go get stranded in Milwaukee again.
So if you're going to use that and take advantage of that, make sure that you're getting the value out of it, like we always say.
Yes. Our final program that we're going to go over comes in at number 16. And this is out of 20, mind you. But we're going to let Joe talk about this one because it's
World of Hyatt. And World of Hyatt gets a lot of love in the award travel communities and beyond. You'll hear about it all across the blogosphere and beyond because of their World of Hyatt globalist status and those who can achieve that. And that comes with the 60 elite knights, or you can kind of shortcut it. They have a path which you can do some status challenges or status matches, often with earning 20 elite knights. You can kind of shortcut. You won't get all of the benefits of a 60 knight globalist, but you can get the bulk of what most people are looking for, which is the potential for suite upgrades if available, the free parking, including valet parking like I received this weekend and had to have them remove it from my bill because they forgot to take it off, and free breakfast. So, you know, and they're very generous with their breakfast benefits. While technically the terms and conditions say two kids and two adults, a lot of properties will extend that beyond that. So you may find that all four adults get comped, or you may have a party of six and all six of those people get comped. So there's a lot of things that can be done. I mean, the breakfast for my son and me, I think it was like $70, $80 this past weekend, completely comped. The $52 parking fee after they forgot to waive it and I reminded them, they removed that. So, I mean, those are things that would cost the average person staying a lot of money. And you can do that and you can shortcut your way through elite nights with card spend. So if you have the ability to spend on these credit cards, you can get your way there. They have perks and milestone perks at the 10, 20, or not 10 nights, but I think 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way up to 150 nights that can get you free night award certificates, bonus points, suite upgrade, confirmed suite upgrade awards. And these are all things that can make your stays much improved. I do everything I can to keep the World of Hyatt globalist status because I have a concierge who helps me with bookings. She helps me get things changed. I hear from members, oh, you can't switch out your certificates, you know, when you had booked with points. They have to be able to book a new room. No, that's not true. The concierge can help get that done, and the ones who know what they're doing will get it done. But there's just so many things that you can really go on, but they're hardly anywhere relative to most of these other chains. So there's multiple arguments that can be made here. Some say, well, hey, their footprint's so small. Other people will say, well, how many Springfield or, you know, whatever the low-end hotels, how many of these low-end hotels do I want to go to for Marriott? I just want to go to the one good Hyatt. So, you know, I guess there's any number of ways to look at it. But World of Hyatt gets a lot of love here in the community, and I'll leave it at that.
How many hotels do they have total? We know how many there were Hiltons and Wyndhams and whatnot. How many Hyatt?
I think there used to be, it was like in the 1400-1500 range. With losing SLH, I don't know how they're counting all these, but they did get all these Apple Vacations and properties recently. So
didn't they get Mr. and Mrs. Smith too?
They just brought in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I don't know that that's entirely integrated because that's one I haven't used either. So, but it's probably in the 1500 ballpark, whereas IHG is well over 6,000. So we're talking about a multitude of differences between number 8 and number 16. And the best thing to do, as some would say in here, is just to collect status in all of them. Whatever you want. And that's why we do flexible points. We do these credit card programs. We do these loyalty programs because we want to have options and we want to be as flexible as we can.
Exactly.
So I think that wraps up our quick overview of the most discussed award travel programs here in Award Travel 101. And so, Angie, you had a tip of the week.
Yeah, I got burned twice this week. So kind of have a backup plan for using a card. We had a plumber came out and installed a new hot water heater. And I had to leave and P2 was like, oh, what card do I use? I'm like, oh, I want you to use. It was locked up in the floor safe and that was buried under a mountain of boxes. And I'm like, well, heck, you can't use that card because I can't dig it out. So okay, here, use your other card, his City Double Cash card. Well, then today he went to get gas and he went to Walmart because he was filling up gas cans and everything, used his Walmart Plus membership, which gives you 10 cents off per gallon or something, as we don't have fuel rewards here. And Citi did its lovely usual fraud alert because I had my Citi Premier card, you know, in there because all I ever buy from Walmart Plus is gas. Nope. They would not let that one clear, wouldn't clear it at all. And I didn't have another card in my profile that had a multiplier on it. It was just the Amex card that gives me Walmart Plus for free. And what's that going to get me? 1X per point? I'm going to put my Wyndham Business Earner card in there since that earns 8X on gas. And that will be my default at Walmart Plus now. But I should have had that card in there already. So have a backup plan on your cards. You know, if you have the ability to have a backup plan for your cards, make certain you have it.
Always want to make sure you can earn those extra points. But
I know.
In this case, you know, a few dollars, I guess it's not the end of the world.
He spent $100 on gas today because he filled up so many gas cans. Don't ask why. Just don't ask why. It's my life.
And with that, Angie, where can everyone find us?
You can find us in the free 100,000 plus member Word Travel 101 community on Facebook, where we are there all the time to answer your questions and talk points and miles.
And for a deeper dive into more intermediate and advanced strategies and to get more value from your rewards or current portfolio of cards, check out our Award Travel 201 community. It's the place to gain more outsized value.
Or you can book time with our team to build a better award travel strategy. Register for an Award Travel one-on-one consulting session today.
You can email us at contactawardtravel@gmail.com.
Or if learning in person is more your style, attend one of our meetups. Our meetup Tacabada Fiesta is located in San Antonio, Texas, and it starts today as this episode airs. So if you happen to be in the area, like Joe said earlier, and want tickets, check out the posts that we will have linked in the show notes for some people that aren't able to attend that maybe you can pick up their ticket. Otherwise, we will see you at the next event, which we'll be announcing this weekend in San Antonio.
And finally, when applying for your next rewards card, support the Award Travel 101 podcast and community. Our link is listed in the show notes, and we're thankful for your backing. Safe travels, and we'll see you next week.
See you in San Antonio.